And now, seeing God in life's everyday events, here's Father Mike Delaney.
Over the years of my priesthood, I've worked in over a dozen parishes. A number of them I've worked twice, and one of them I've actually been there three times. I've also served as a reserve chaplain in the Royal Australian Navy. I've been involved in chaplaincy in the workplace as both a chaplain as well as a board member of the governing body. I've also been part of the Tasmanian Council of Churches and served on one of the commissions of the National Councils of Churches in Australia. I've also spent time overseas at conferences and renewal programs in Ireland and Israel. As you might guess, along the way I've met quite a few interesting characters, some of them not always recognised by others as being important in the grander scale of things. But many of them have had an influence on me on my journey. And today I'd like to share something about one of those characters. A number of the parishes I've worked in have been rural parishes. And in one of those parishes there was an older man who had worked all his life in the bush. And I really mean in the bush. His home was an old farmhouse, and the property was littered with old machinery and stuff. But inside his home were some absolutely beautiful worked pieces of timber that were absolutely work of art. His attention to detail and his skill at melding various types of Tasmanian timbers together in one piece left me absolutely amazed. But it's another part of his story that I want to share today. Any afternoon he was in the town, he would wander into the church and sit quietly down the back of the church for a good 30 minutes or so. I asked him one day what he did. He told me he prayed. And when I asked how he prayed, he replied simply that he talked to God. Wanting to know a little bit more about this, I asked him what he actually said to God. And his reply stopped me in my tracks. He said, "I tell God what I've been doing, and then I sit and wait and listen. And sometimes he tells me what he's been doing." This quiet, old, woodworking farmer taught me more about prayer that day than any book I've ever read. His quiet assurance that God would speak to him in his prayer time reminded me that sitting and listening to the Word of God is not a chore when we're actually sitting in the presence of a friend. Sometimes in the busyness of our world, we can miss the quiet, gentle presence of God in the people we see, but don't really appreciate. I hope that you can find the time to sit in the presence of God and maybe find the meeting with Jesus something that gives you hope and life.